Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
All right! Uh-huh, it's Friday, get down, get funky, uh-huh.
That's right, it's the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is December 5th, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. I'm gonna go get funky again. Let's go.
Uh-huh, it's Friday.
Well, it may be Friday, but not everybody's probably happy this Friday. Why? Because Apple deleted users' non-iTunes music, and it didn't tell them about it. Apparently, this sort of practice has been going on for quite some time. Say you got an album from over at Amazon MP3, you stuck that in your iTunes library, you synced it up with your iPod, and then you got an error message saying you needed to restore your device to factory settings.
Okay, sure, no problem.
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, upon restoring your device, non-iTunes music would simply disappear. Well, of course, this thing has ended up in the courtroom in an antitrust case, and the prosecuting attorney said that Apple directed the software to not tell users about their now missing songs. Apple countered, however, saying that its actions were to thwart any attempts of hacking into iTunes, and that users were kept in the dark for that very reason. Come on, Apple, are we really that dumb? I don't think we are. You could flip the light switch every once in a while, Apple. As an Apple user, I wouldn't mind. I really wouldn't. Of course, the plaintiffs are saying that this showcases Apple's intent to hold off any competitors to the iTunes ecosystem, which I kind of actually agree with. Now, should this thing push on through to a mega lawsuit, the hardware giant is looking at a $350 million payout. We'll keep our eyes and ears on it here at BTN. Shame on you, Apple. Until we know more, don't restore your iPod, okay? Sports fans that have a Windows phone, you can rejoice this morning living in the UK because you just got the BBC Sports app. It will give you access to the current headlines, selections for UK and international events, and live tile showings to top stories, comprehensive football coverage, and indexes dedicated to dozens of other sports. Okay, so you may not be rejoicing that much. There's no live sports. And there's still no sign of the BBC News app yet for the Windows phone, and we're still waiting on that iPlayer launch as well. Okay, so it's not that big a deal. But hey, if you want to read stuff on sports, now you can. Now, while the BBC iPlayer has not landed on the Windows phone, it has landed on the Xbox One. This makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it? Nonetheless, though, it is good to finally see it on the Xbox One. It's only taken 1 year since the Xbox launched in the UK, but hey, it's finally here. The new app makes use of the BBC's new unified iPlayer design, although be forewarned, the broadcaster is saying the app has only been upscaled for 1080p. So you're not going to get full 1080p glory here, but hey, it's still going to look good. More importantly, it's going to work with your Kinect, so you can use gestures and voice commands to control your iPlayer on your Xbox One now. Finally, we don't have to get up and go across the room and grab an iPad now. We can just sit on our sofa, play our game, eat our chips, and then switch over to the iPlayer. Gotta love it. Just when you thought Amazon had the delivery market completely cornered, well, they've cornered it even more. Amazon has launched a restaurant takeout and delivery service. The new delivery service is allowing customers to browse available local restaurants and order freshly cooked meals for pickup or have it delivered right to your door. Currently, Amazon is just trying out the service right now in Seattle and lets you pay using the same Amazon account you use for your Prime deliveries. Amazon says if this works well, they're going to roll it out to other major cities very, very, very soon. Man, I love the world we're living in today. I can just go to Amazon right now. I'll take a TV. I'm going to take a PlayStation, and I'm going to take a pizza, too. Can you deliver that? Cool. And finally, time to get a hold of Mr. St. Nicholas.
Hello, Carl.
Hi,
how
Santa.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent.
Hey, I just wanted to say, before we get into today's crap, I just wanted to say that it's been really great having you all week here on BTN. It's been a lot of fun. I think the listeners have also enjoyed it as well.
Yes, no problem at all. Looking forward to the weekend, really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on the run-in now. Definitely Friday, that's the day.
That is the day, you're right. Mm-hmm. So, Santa, what crap have you got for us today?
Well, now I have something very special. I've got two, actually.
Oh, okay.
One of them is my real crap for Christmas.
Okay.
And my crap for Christmas today is... Well, actually, let me have a little bit of a quiz with you.
Oh, okay.
What would you say if I said, tell me about your mother?
I don't follow you.
Well, okay, maybe tell me about your mother. Is that any better?
Are you referring to the TV show?
No, no, no. Nice try. What it is, yesterday, of course, because I did the Amazon book, I had a little rules around on Amazon, and I found the Sigmund Freud action figure.
Okay.
I'm not sure what kind of action Sigmund Freud got up to, although he talked about sex a lot, but I don't think he did much. It's £50.
Oh, my.
All but a penny.
Yeah.
So quite why you'd want a Sigmund Freud action figure, who's a figure that didn't do much action, and which is also very expensive, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it's got 5-star reviews.
Really?
So it can't be all bad.
I guess.
There is a cheaper version at $17.93, but he's wearing a smoking jacket instead of a suit.
Oh.
Yes. A bit random, I know, but there you go.
Okay, thanks.
The other one, yeah, excellent book. It's not crap. I'm going to give it a try this weekend.
Hmm.
It's Shag Yourself Slim.
Okay.
Oh, yes. By Ima Goa.
Ah.
I'm a goer. Ima Goa.
You are a goer.
Yeah, oh, I'm a goer. That's hilarious.
That is.
Yeah, it's only $2.99 in paperback.
Mm.
Brand new. So there you go. It's the Sigmund Freud action figure and Shag Yourself Slim.
Mm.
Have a great weekend, Kyle. See you on Monday. Yes. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, we know what Santa's going to be up to this weekend, don't we? I wonder how difficult it's going to be to call him on Monday. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us over the website with all the podcasts from the BTN at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow the British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can even follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, being it is Friday, and even Santa knows it's Friday, Santa's excited it's Friday. You all should be excited too, because we've got the Max Show today at 3 p.m. UK time, followed by the Big Show today at 8 p.m. UK time. So make BTN your Friday destination for all your entertainment needs today. You only need to do it right here. BritishTechNetwork.com/live. Catch the shows today right there. Now that's going to wrap up your Friday edition of the new show. Hope you guys have had a glorious week. I hope your Friday's going to kick some butt too. And I hope you have a great weekend ahead. We'll see you back here on Monday. And thank you so much for listening.